Now think about this song. There's a great song in the hymnal called Only a Sinner. Only a sinner saved by grace. Only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Now, in an independent fundamental Baptist church, that's not the song that you hear anymore. I'm talking about an independent fundamental Baptist church. You'll hear a new song called Sinner Saved by Grace, which to me is kind of a ripoff, like, hello, that song was already written, sir. But Bill Gaither, the legend of Southern Gospel, Bill Gaither, superstar of Southern Gospel, almost a household name if you know anything about Christian music or Baptist or Southern Gospel, Bill Gaither. Okay, Bill Gaither has written a song, and I've heard this in almost every independent fundamental Baptist church I've been in recent years. It's always in their hymnal. The new hymnal put out by North Valley Publications, Santa Clara, California, Dr. Jack Treiber, has, I believe, 30 songs by Bill Gaither in it, who's not a fundamental Baptist at all. He does not believe the truth at all, and he sings with a bunch of long-haired freakos at these Southern Gospel concerts that he charges money for. And last time I saw a picture of him, he had his arm around Billy Graham in the Christian bookstore. Him and Billy Graham with their arm around each other in a life-size cardboard cutout. But listen to the words to his song, Sinner Saved by Grace. Okay, just to give you an idea of the lack of doctrine. If you could see what I once was. If you like this, don't you? If you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see the miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Now look, think about the words in the song. Nothing about faith, nothing about believe, nothing about being saved. It's just all about, if you could see what I once was, now you'll see how different I am now that I'm a sinner saved by grace. So you see, instead of the song that glorified God, Only a Sinner Saved by Grace, which said, Not have I gotten, but what I receive. Grace hath bestowed it, since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I now am a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. Now look, boasting excluded, pride, he said, it was nothing to me. He said, I believed on Jesus Christ. And it's all what he did. This song is glorifying the fact how, oh, you should see how I used to be, what a sinful life I lived. But now, man, I'm living right. Look, is that salvation? Turning over a new leaf? Going from how bad you were to now you're just so good. But there's no faith, no belief mentioned. And although the song is not teaching, per se, false doctrine, it leaves out a lot of great doctrine by not telling you any doctrine. I mean, that song could be sung in a Mormon church, in a Catholic church, in a Presbyterian church, in a Methodist church, any kind of church. Why? Because there's no doctrine. And because all of these work salvation churches would love to sing a song that emphasizes the change in your life instead of emphasizing what God emphasizes, Jesus' blood on the cross and you believing by faith and being born again. To God be the glory. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, if you could see what I once was. I'm so tired of these testimonies in churches glorifying all this. Man, I gave up this when I came to Christ, and I gave up this, and I gave up this, and I gave up this. You didn't give up anything. You gave up nothing. You didn't give up anything that was worth anything. And if you gave up stuff and that's how you got saved, then you're not even saved. Because I got saved just by believing on Jesus. Okay? There's still things that I should probably give up. We should all be giving things up. Hey, that's not salvation.